Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Trusky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
I'm Nate Trosky. Welcome to CPD, a weekly show dedicated to meeting the needs of the aspiring amateur player in pursuit of college and professional baseball. In studio with my double play combo, lifelong learner, ABCA National High School Coach of the Year, Trent Mongero, the Italian Stallion. Trent, how you doing today?
Doing awesome, Nate. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. So fill us in on what you got going on, Trent. You guys got your high school season rolling?
Oh, geez. Yeah, we have our first game tomorrow. So we're 3 weeks in, about to kick off the real thing. And the guys are on fire because they've been working out since June. And it's time for the real deal. So we're about to strap it on.
Are you guys on all cylinders, Trent? With you guys got fans and everything? How's it looking down there? You guys are in Georgia, right?
Yep, we're in Georgia. And it's full bore fans, games, lifting, school. Everything. So we've been very fortunate. We haven't had any issues and everybody's excited and roaring, ready to go.
That's exciting. Great news. Let's get that baseball rolling everywhere. We got an exciting guest tonight. If you'd like to get us going with our guest. Thank you, Trent.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the Phillies seem to be a common theme here. We had Josh Bonifay recently, director of player development. Tonight we have the major league hitting coach for the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Dillon. And, you know, it's a great honor to have him. He's already down at spring training. He's already been working with some guys. Joe played, you know, as a professional hitter. He played in the major leagues for the Marlins, the Brewers, the Rays. And he was with the Nationals for a while, too. And Kevin Long, you know, with the Nationals, dubbed Joe as the best assistant hitting coach in all of Major League Baseball. And, of course, now he is the lead hitting coach. And we're going to get talking with Joe here in a minute. And I'm really interested to pick his brain because I saw as I was doing some research on him, it was said that he had some great drills to prepare hitters for velocity. And we all know how much velocity these stinking pitchers are bringing these days. So we're going to pick his brain. We're going to dive deep. We're going to, you know, really try to get to the meat and potatoes of what really helps hitters achieve at the highest levels. So we'll be right back with Joe Dillon, Major League Hitting Coach of the Philadelphia Phillies, right after this short break.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said,
My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Welcome back to CPD with Trent Mongiero and Nate Trosky. We have our outstanding guest, Joe Dillon, Major League hitting coach of the Philadelphia Phillies, now in, I believe, his second year. Joe, I want to welcome you to the show. Is that right? Is it your second year or third year now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, second year. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys and talk a little shop.
Absolutely. So your first year, you had to navigate all the COVID stuff going on. I'm sure that added plenty of challenge. And also, I'm sure trying to stay on top of your hitters, you know, all the way through this year, making sure that they're ready. And it looks like everything's going to go on time. You know, I really want to dig in a little bit. I know that you are big into having an individualized approach for your hitters, you know, focusing on the physical, the cognitive, and the psychological aspects of the hitter. Can you kind of give a quick overview to what that actually encompasses and how you try to apply that?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, with all the information we have nowadays, we're equipped now with technology and information to really get to know our guys and how they move, you know, how they process information, you know, all these different things, right? Tracking on, you know, what they're swinging at, what they're chasing, you know, all these different things. So from my perspective as a coach, and, you know, I always try to simplify everything as much as possible. And so when I'm thinking about breaking down a guy or, you know, thinking about how to work with a guy or attack a guy, you know, I kind of have the three bucket approach, which, you know, the physical piece, which is basically neck down, you know, your mechanics and those types of things. You know, then you got the cognitive side, which is from the neck up, you know, how they process information. There's a company that I work with. The Phillies work with, they work with several teams in the major leagues, but I've worked as a consultant with them, called SportsSense S2 Cognition. It's cognitive testing. It's really, really, really interesting stuff. I mean, really gets you in, kind of gets you underneath the hood of let you know how your players process information. Just like physical tools, players have cognitive tools as well. And at my level, you know, some of the best cognitive athletes in the world to be able to hit the major league pitching on a day in, day in basis. And so understanding how they can process information and how to train them through that has really helped and changed the way that I train the guys and prepare them to play and compete. And then obviously the human element's always going to be the X factor, right? Is the makeup, the toughness, you know, all those things that we've known forever, right? So that's kind of the approach I take with the guys and with those, within those three buckets, you know, come up with an individualized approach that would best fits the individual and attack it together, try to make them the best version of themselves.
Well, the You know, you hit on the human element part, the competitiveness, the toughness, the heart, the bounce back. Is there any way to, you know, with all the technology we have these days, to quantify any of that? I mean, is there really a way to measure, or is that just like a feel thing as a hitting coach to your players?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, a feel thing. It's getting to know your guys, getting to know the personalities, you know, getting to know their background, where they came from, what they've been through, those types of things. And I think those, the experiences through their career, through their life, are the things that kind of, you know, make up their toughness and whatnot. So, you know, I know they're trying to come up with some type of clutch stat, and I think they have something out there that kind of exists, but, you know, I think it's more of the eye test. You know, I mean, we experienced that in 19 in Washington. You know, that was a great human, you know, human study, really. I mean, we were at one point in time, it was like 19 and 31 is like a 0.01 chance to win, right? But that group of guys, you know, this is my 21st year in professional baseball, and that group, from all the teams that I've played on and coached, that group of guys just loved each other the most and was the closest group of guys that I've ever been around. And you saw it, everybody came together, the team took off, and you know, combination of different things, but it just fit, and you know, it proved everybody wrong. You know, none of the numbers said we're going to win, none of the analysts said we're going to win, but we ended up winning. So that's a perfect example of the human, you know, if there's any chance to win, you know, there's that human element that could always come into play and take over.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, I think you said it, it really is still tough to, you know, to quantify it, but you can feel it. It's like the energy of a person, and, you know, you've been in the game so long at the highest levels. I mean, the guys that are true competitors, I think they probably stand out like a sore thumb. What, the first thing I want to ask is this: as a player and as now a major league hitting coach, when you came in as a hitter versus now, I mean, do you feel like it's the same things that young hitters struggle with, or has there been some sort of evolving process going on to maybe guys now struggle with different things than guys back when you were first breaking in to Major League Baseball?
I mean, I think the game's evolved for sure, right? The, you know, the pitches, the pitch types, you know, with all the information, you know, we have, and the pitching side has, I think the pitching side is ahead of the hitting side, but rightfully so, right? Because the pitchers are controlling the action, and we're being reactionary. So it's a little bit tougher on our end, but, you know, I think as long as baseball's played, it's going to be big time with, it's all about timing. We go back to as long as you can remember, right? Hitting's timing, pitching's disrupting timing. And I think that's the one thing when my guys are off, they're not getting on time consistently. And you don't get on time, you make bad decisions, you make outs. And, you know, that's, then you go down the spiral, down the black hole that we've all been down, you know, several times as a hitter. It's not easy to do. And, you know, it's extremely, extremely tough. And so, you know, that's some of the things that you talked about, you mentioned earlier on, you know, coming up with different ways to train my guys. So, you know, they can, when they do start going down, they can make adjustments pitch to pitch or game to game, and, you know, come out of, make those, you know, the bad streaks shorter and the hot streaks longer. And that's the goal. But I think, you know, like you said, the timing thing is, the more and more I learn and the more I get around it, like you pull back the layers, it comes down to time, and the guys that can get on time more consistently are going to be more consistent and make better decisions, make harder contact, be more productive, so on and so forth. So that's kind of the way that we approach it.
Outstanding.
Joe, Nate Trosky here. I'd like to ask you just a little bit about the timing element. And is there anything particular you guys do to develop and train timing? And also, Does their game plan and approach have a lot to do with their timing? Because if they're hunting pitches, obviously they have to be on time for the pitch they're hunting. So how much preparation do you guys do, you know, prior, maybe in spring training or in the off season, for developing that ability to be on time? And how much of it is the mental game, our approach, our game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot, obviously there's thousands of drills, you know, on all aspects of hitting, and everybody's coming up with new stuff, new terminology and everything. The biggest thing, you know, kind of the way I think about it is, guys, you know, you gotta create energy, you gotta control it, and you gotta be able to release it, right? And usually young hitters coming up, they don't control their energy very well. They usually can create it, whether it's the right way or through momentum or what have you. But usually they don't control that energy very well. And that's kind of where the timing component comes in. Because if you can control your move, control your energy, you can control when you get on time and you're in control. When you're not controlling your move, controlling your energy, the pitcher's in control and we're in trouble. And so putting the players in environments where we practice that and, you know, really, I'm basically trying to make them panic. I'm trying to create environments where I'm pushing them. I'm trying to knock them off the bike and they're trying to ride the bike. Right. And so all the different environments that you can do with that, where you're constantly changing the environment, you're constantly keeping them locked in, keeping them engaged and pushing them, trying to make them panic in practice. And when they get in the game, theoretically, it's a little bit easier in the game versus our environment. And then they can relax and they're going to be able to be on time more consistently and make better decisions and be more consistent.
What about, you know, you're talking about the cognitive approach and you're talking about actually like creating plans for the individual hitter. If you could, can you give us like an example? So you guys gather information, and then as you gather information, how would that affect kind of your plan to work with them from the mental side, or how does that apply into their approach or their practice drills?
For sure. So a perfect example, I won't name names, but when I first started really diving in and trying to come up with individualized plans based on guys' cognitive profiles, the cognitive profile, there's cognitive skills just like physical skills, right? So some guys are going to be stronger in some areas than others and vice versa, right? So perfect example is we created some drills where, you know, basically creating an overspeed environment. So they're training at perceived velocities of 110, 120, 130 miles an hour. And based on the two players' cognitive profiles, we ran through the same drills, but we told them to do the exact opposite, right? One guy was physically gifted, really fast twitch, a lot of bat speed, but his perception speed of, like, you know, his snapshots of the pitch coming in, he wasn't really strong in that area. So therefore we like, all right, you need to back the field up, give him inside half the or inside corner, back the field up, we're trying to get him to buy as much time as possible. Where the other guy, he wasn't as quick twitch, didn't have as much bat speed, and his cognitive skills were better. So it was almost the opposite thing where we're trying to get him to pull, you know, get the bat head out, make better decisions because we know he could shut down and go. So with those couple things there, you know, this two different approaches for two different guys getting the same results.
Awesome. We'll be right back after our break with Joe Dillon.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky with Trent Mongiero and Joe Dillon, the Major League Hitting Coach with the Philadelphia Phillies. Joe, you were talking about two different hitters, different maybe athleticism. Maybe there's a difference there. Maybe one guy has a little more twitch than others. Can you just kind of refresh us on what you were saying there on how you work that differently?
Yeah, so they're basically two opposite players, right? So you go back to the buckets, the physical buckets, right? One guy's a quick twitch guy. Could really run. Cognitive skills weren't quite up to snuff as the other player. The other player was stronger cognitively, but didn't have the physical skills, right? So it's all about time and space. So it's all, you know, bat speed. You know, you always think about like tug of war with the pitcher. You're fighting over time, right? So that's why velocity's a big X factor, right? When the guys are throwing 100, it takes time away from our guys and time to make a decision. So with that approach, with the quick twitch guy, he needs more time on the front end of recognizing the pitch and seeing what it is. Right. So we're basically back to filled up, you know, give the pitch to the inside corner, back to filled up. We're trying to buy him as much time as possible. And on the back end, we actually get to swing off. He's going to be quicker, you know, time to contact other things. Right. So the other guy is the opposite, where he didn't have the quick twitch on the back end, but he's processing information faster. He's able to make a better decision. So we were trying to get him to get the bat head out and drive the ball more, you know, because he almost had like the opposite approach to what he needed to have. He made great decisions, great at bats, but he wasn't impacting the ball. He wasn't ever getting the bat head out and was, you know, using the other side of the field all the time. And he needed to impact the ball to, you know, to move on through and get to the major leagues eventually. And so that's an example where two opposite players with kind of opposite strengths and weaknesses and running through the same drills with opposite approaches. And both happened to really work for him, and both ended up making it to the big leagues down the road.
Is there like a specific, like any, could you give us a, if possible, a sample question of what like maybe a cognitive question would be to help you gather maybe information? Is that possible?
Yeah. So it's not questions. It's like, it's on the assessment's done on a computer, and it's like eight or nine different. It's like old school video games, like Atari, right? Like you got right. It'll take you through and explain, all right, when the ball comes right to the screen in this space, you need to stop it. And, right, you know, it'll flash and it'll ask you what you saw, you know, like if you roll through a deck of cards, right, and they're all black and there's one red one in there and you gotta tell which card was red when they're shuffling through the deck real quick. Right. So that type of things. And so there's really not, it's not questions. It's not right or wrong answers. It's just really, they're just right, testing how quickly and accurately you can process information.
So if you were to go back as a hitter now today, now you're a hitting coach, what would you do different as a hitter? Like, what have you learned? Cause you're a major league hitter, but we typically say, you know, part of the nature of our show is most players don't reach the height of their ceiling. And oftentimes the lack of mentorship, guidance, and so was there anything that if you would have known what you know now and you go back as a hitter, you actually would have like necessarily maybe said, I would have changed my approach actually, or my preparation would have been completely different?
I wouldn't change a whole lot about my career. I mean, a lot of my struggles were physical from the hitting side. The probably two things that I would do different is one of them actually, I think, helped me become a better coach, but I think I had a lot of success in the minor leagues, and, you know, you're trying to be great. You're always searching, trying to get better. And, you know, I think I got searching too far down, and I got away from who I really was as a hitter, trying to look for ways to get better and better and better. And I think I got away from who I really was as a hitter. And I think that hurt me a little bit, so to speak, but it also has helped me out a lot now as a coach. And the other thing is I definitely would train differently. Knowing the stuff I know now, I would have definitely trained a lot differently. I would have really pushed myself in practice and really challenged myself with really, really tough environments.
That's Trent Mongero back again. Joe, I really wanted to go there, and I'm glad that you kind of, you know, stepped through the door a little bit. And how do major league players, professional players at all levels handle this new, kind of a newer concept of really being challenged? Like old school was tee front toss, you know, feel good BP on the, you know, machines are now a big part of it. Very challenging drills. Failure rates are much higher. You just mentioned like creating scenarios where perceived velocity is 110, 120 plus miles an hour. I can't even imagine. But do the guys embrace that, or is there something you do to get them to buy in, or do you get resistance? Like they don't like it because it makes them look bad and all, you know, expand on that a little bit for us.
There's a little bit, all of it. Right. So right. There's a time and place for everything. I mean, there's a time and place for old school. There's a time and place for the tee. There's a time and place for front toss. There's a time and place for coaches BP, right? There's a time and place for, you know, really tough environments and really pushing these guys. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is all these guys want to get better. And, you know, I've had guys that have tried it and didn't like it because they didn't like to fail and have come back to it. I've had guys that tried it and didn't come back to it. I've had guys that did it day one and loved it and stayed with it. And generally, you know, as we get going down the road and understanding really how the brain works and, you know, how to really push the guys, I think they're seeing the game become easier for them. They're seeing more consistency. And that's, once they see that, they're all in. And there's different things we can do during the season. You know, it's tough to do a lot of machine work with the guys that play every day because the machine will beat your hands up a little bit. So there's some different things we'll do. I'll throw from close distances and do some different things, but it's just all about creating that tougher environment, you know, pressing the guys. So then when they get in the game's easier, and that's where we want to perform the best anyway.
Well, it seems like from the pitching side, there's this huge race for velo, you know, and spin rates. And, you know, as a hitting coach, it seems like the hitters are swinging and missing a lot more as a whole in general. Maybe that's a misconception and you can clear it up if it is, but, you know, as a hitting coach, how do you get guys to train for this superior velocity and spin rates? What's some ways that you really feel like work? You know, I mean, in the intro, we talked about these drills to prepare for velocity. Can you kind of touch on a few of those for us? Cause they sound really interesting.
Yeah. So just to peel back the layers a little bit. So like, if you just think about human survival, so you go back, our brain is the, you know, takes up the most energy or uses the most energy in our body of all the organs we got, right? So the brain's going to go into autopilot as soon as it can. So if you go to traditional training, and if a guy's really efficient at what he's doing, the brain's going to shut down. So that's when you get the guy off the tee and he's, you know, after the first one or two and he's hitting a rock, you know, hitting the perfect ball flight that he wants, his brain's going to shut down. So after that, it just becomes exercise. He's really not working on anything. He's just exercising. The brain shut off. He's going through, then he'll miss hit one. He'll lock back in. He'll hit a couple more good ones and the brain will shut back off, right? So maybe I have 50 swings off the tee. If it's just sitting there off the tee and nothing's changing, he's probably getting like 2 to 4 reps. The rest is just exercise, right? And so when we're training them, right, I'm trying to keep them engaged. So we're going to constantly change time and space. So just for velo instances, crank the machine up, get them at the home plate, start feeding the machine. And every time they swing, I want them to move. I want them to change. I want them to stay locked in, right? Just because of the reason we just talked about. So now we're training the brain. The brain's got to stay locked in. It's got to readjust every single time they swing because they're changing time and space. They're going to move closer to the machine. And work their way up, work their way back. You're adding, subtracting time, changing the environment, because really in the game, that's what the pitcher's doing, right? He's adding, subtracting speed, time and space. And so that's why we do, that's why we train that way and train the way we do. So those guys are prepared and they're even training over. So, you know, they get in the machine and they're up close. It's probably 110, 120 miles an hour perceived velocity. They get in the game, I've got throwing 95, 100, and it's looking like 85, 90. So, and they're like, man, I saw that really well. I'm like, yeah, you know, you get a coach to feed the machine and also, you know, you can time up a little bit, you get to get in rhythm with your coach, but it's still shooting out at you. You know, at 90, it seems like it's a lot harder than 90. You crank those machines up. Then you get in the game and you got a guy going through his wind up and you got, you know, you can get in rhythm with him. You can time up his arm coming at you. So it's a lot easier. So that's the whole premise behind it, but it's all about training above the shoulders, training the brain, and keeping them locked in, keeping them engaged. And usually the first few times we work and go through the drills, the guy's like, man, I feel like I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, because you're working, your brain's got to be locked in. It's working overtime.
Well, we have a couple minutes to our next break, and I know we have an audience, so we got about a minute. And we can get back into it after the break, because our audience is, you know, all different ages, but we have high school and under, and I'm sure there's some people thinking, is what Joe is saying right now apply at the lower levels? Can you do the things that you're talking about with younger players? Maybe just scale everything back? Yes, no? I mean, explain there, because I'm sure that's a question being asked.
Make it specific with the level you're at and progress from there. But yeah, you definitely can do it with all ages.
Awesome. We'll be right back with Major League hitting coach of the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Dillon, right after this short break.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. 54-45-31.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, complete player development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Nate Trosky with Trent Mongero and Joe Dillon, Major League Hitting Coach, Philadelphia Phillies. We are absolutely honored to have you, Joe, and you're talking about some amazing things already and the topic of changing time and space. And I want our listeners to understand that this isn't just hitting. I mean, this is developing elite infielders. This is developing elite catchers. This is developing base runners. It's changing. It's keeping the mind engaged. And you use the trigger word challenge, challenge, challenge. And we say, if you're not challenged, you are not getting better. You're just maintaining at best. So, you know, the points that you made on challenging your hitters are amazing. And I want our audience to understand that we do the same with developing elite infielders. It's about challenging the mind, the eyes, the hands, the feet, constant challenge, and getting these guys to really process, because it's all about judgment, right? It's split second timing and judgment. And if I can challenge my judgment, now I'm becoming an elite hitter. And so often, Joe, we get in the cages, as you know, and we focus on numbers. We focus on exit speeds. There's no challenge. We got, you know, one pitch, one location, BP, and it's very predictable. And I sit back and I see how hard I can hit it and how far I can hit it. So can you maybe shed some light on where do we find balance here with the metrics of today? We got blast motion, we got Rapsodo, TrackMan, we have all these devices that we can use and others. How do you find balance, and what can we do also to have our hitters so they're more prepared? I was just recently in Kansas spent some time with my buddy with the Royals, and he was saying the biggest challenge they have is they have the professional hitters now. They come into pro ball out of college and they speak a different language, because in college they're learning metrics and they're learning all these numbers, and they get to the pro world, which I know has changed, but he said for the first few years, he said it was a tremendous challenge for their hitters, because now they have college hitters coming into pro ball and they can't really relate with their coach, who's more of an old school guy. So we've been hiring like Jason Orchard and guys like this that are coming into the pro game that are college guys. If you could shed some light, it'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's time and place for everything, right? But ultimately for me, like, the numbers are great, but if we can't package it up and make it digestible for the player to put into use, it's useless. Right. So there's gotta be some balance for sure. But you know, and technology and numbers and everything are great as well. You know, I think sometimes coaches rely on the numbers a little bit too much, and they get wrapped up in the technology and everything else, and they can put on a great presentation and talk about all kinds of launch angles and spin rates and everything else. But as a coach, for me anyway, I'm in it to help players. That's it. And, you know, sometimes you get down the rabbit hole of numbers and metrics and technology, and sometimes you forget about helping the player. They can read the numbers and their metrics and everything else and the exit velocities and blah 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 blah, but you still got to be able to help the player as a coach. And you know, I think that's kind of where we're at a crossroads. I think a little bit is, you know, we're bringing all the technology and numbers and everything in the game, but ultimately, if we can't package it up and help use the information to help our players get better, it's meaningless and useless, really. Right. And so that's finding that balance that you're talking about of, you know, baseball and old school, and we know what works. We've known, you know, through the game will filter you out. And we've known that the game's proved it over the course of time. And now we're getting new information, new numbers and new everything else. And now it's just a matter of blending both, and coming and simplifying and coming up with the best ways to package it up for the players so they can go out and perform and use it and be better because of it.
Is there anything that we can do from the amateur side to give players an opportunity to be more prepared coming into the pro world so that they don't actually take a step back, but versus they can embrace it because they're prepared as they come in? Anything from using certain equipment, anything in particular that we can do better?
I don't know. It's been, I don't know what's out there in the, you know, every, you know, depending on what level they're coming from, high school or college, you know, usually the college programs are a little more advanced as far as the technology because of the financial means, than the high school guys. But a lot of times the elite high school guys are training at facilities that have it all as well, so they're familiar with it. you know, I think even in pro ball, I think every organization is different. You know, every organization, you know, pretty much we all have the same technology or similar technology. Everybody uses it a little bit differently and everybody interprets it and applies it a little bit differently. And that's why everybody's a little bit different. But I think the biggest, for me, the biggest thing for amateurs alone is learning how to communicate with your coach. You know, cause I think, you know, when I'm looking at players, when they're coming up, if they can communicate well with me and voice their language, what makes sense to them? What are their swing thoughts? What works for them? What's their approach thoughts? Right. So that could expedite the process of me getting to learn them and help them, you know, become better a lot faster than me just trying to figure it out through trial and error. Right. So I think communication is huge, and, you know, understanding what works for you, learning what works for you, and then taking that with you and obviously continuing trying to get better. But that communication of understanding your language and really understanding what works for you. Cause I think a lot of times kids will use the terminology of their coach. And sometimes that it's not, they just say it because that's what the coach is telling them. They don't really understand it. And it becomes a, you know, like a false, a false language of, you know, I've run into that a couple of times, you know, they'll start going off on a tangent. I'm like, well, I've heard that before, but that's not really what you're doing or what you think, you know, maybe what you think you're doing, but it's not really what you're doing. So I think really, really embracing your individual self and understanding who you are is huge.
Is there any particular like metrics that you guys really like say these two are important? Is there anything you can point to, like saying from the Philly side, as you're taking guys through the minor leagues up to the big leagues, is there a couple of metrics that you guys kind of hone into that you would say have more weight?
I think it depends on the player and the player type. I think things will kind of skew a little bit based on that. But ultimately, you know, you're only as good as the pitches you swing at. And, you know, I'm big on swing decisions and chase rates and all those things. Right. So that's the one thing I look at if their ability to get on base, their ability to make good decisions. I mean, if you control the strike zone, and we know that even back in the old school days, right, the guys, you know, we were talking about your grandfather back in the day, you know, those guys didn't strike out. And, you know, a lot of times they really didn't hit for power in the minor leagues. And then as they got older, more mature, and they get the big leagues, and all of a sudden you get a guy that was hitting 5 and 10 home runs in the minor leagues. And all of a sudden they're hitting 10, 20, 30 home runs in the big leagues as they mature as a hitter, right? And I think it goes on that backbone of learning the strike zone, you know, learning how to make good decisions, learning when to take chances at the plate, learning how to play offense as an offensive player, right? When to move runners, when to, you know, get a guy in from third, how to get a guy in from third, right? And all those different things that has been through the test of time of understanding what the game is and doing what the game asks you to do.
That's awesome. That's very well put. I love it. So Joe, batting practice approaches out on the field, you know, at the high school level and under, typically my guys don't use the whole field well. In particular, they struggle with middle, you know, to backside, being able to drive balls to the opposite field. And when I go watch major league batting practice, very often, if not always, I haven't been in a while, so maybe it's changed. Seems like the first round or two, the guys are really getting a feel for their swing, and it seems like most of them use some sort of backside approach in their first couple rounds. Is that still a thing that's going on now? And how important really is it as a young hitter to be able to learn to use all fields and then maybe hone in on your strengths as you move up the ladder and, you know, maybe become more of a pull guy, or maybe you just keep using the whole field the whole time? You know, how important is it for these young hitters to be more than one dimensional, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, I think it kind of plays right into what we were just talking about of playing offense, right? So if you got a guy that can use the whole field and he knows how to back the field up and work a ball the other way, you got a guy in second, no outs, you don't have to ask him to bunt because now he can handle the bat and he can, now you got a chance to just, you know, obviously move the runner over with an out, or he gets a base hit and you're still rocking and rolling. You got no outs and you got a man on first to run in, or first and third. So kind of those types of things is like having the tools of like we even at my level, I got guys that we practice hitting ground balls. Not that I want them to hit a ground ball, but if you got Jacob DeGrom out there and they got the infield back, man on third, you got to be able to try to hit a ground ball, because if not, it's gonna be tough sledding, right? You got to take your opportunities to get very many opportunities to score a run. If you can't put a ball on the ground and get a guy from third, we're probably not going to score off him, right?
Right.
And so, like, having those tools in your bag, and when to use them, you know, being able to play offense, bunt,
hit behind the runner.
I think you practice those things in batting practice, right? Is, you know, working your contact points. You know, most guys will start deep. You know, the depth of contact determines direction. So you work deep. You know, catching the ball deep, shooting it the opposite field. A lot of times guys will work on the ground. Anthony Rendon, who's I think one of the best hitters in the game, his first round of BP, he literally hits like fungal ground balls to the first baseman, or sometimes he'll even, you know, if a cameraman or something's around trying to get video, he'll like shoot in the side of the net where the cameraman's trying to get pictures of him just messing around. But it's, you know, he's letting it get deep. He's staying on top of it. He's shooting balls, you know, and that's how he starts. You know, I think that sets himself up. It's a lot easier to work forward than it is to work back. Right. And, you know, like you said, that's been time tested. There's been a lot of really good hitters. That's how they start, and they work their way around and, you know, move the contact points and the ball flight from there.
So in a minute and a half, two strike approach. Yes, yay, nay, compete, fight. Does it depend on the pitcher, depend on the goals of the, you know, situational game? I mean, you know, fill us in, big league level, two strike approach in general.
Well, I mean, two strike approach is, for me, it's all about intent and competing. You know, like a boxer throwing a jab, right? You throw a knockout punch with two strikes, you're going to be in trouble. I think we see that a lot, especially at the younger, lower levels, and young kids. But, you know, again, you create that environment, you get them scooting up against the machine. You don't even got to say anything about two strike approach. That two strike approach is going to come out because they're going to start getting tired of swinging and missing. Right. So that's like a default two strike approach. You don't have to say a word, you know, hey, nice job working on two strike. What do you mean? That's what you got to do for two strikes to compete in the game. Right. So stuff like that. But I mean, there's all different things you can do. You know, you can make a physical adjustment. So, it correlates with upstairs, what you're thinking. But you know, ultimately it's about the competition, me versus you, you know, not wanting to strike out, you know, lowering your intent and rock and roll and compete and put the ball in play somewhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Joe, man, you've been awesome. You've shed a lot of light. We wish you all the best. Nate, if you want to chime in, we're going to let this stud go. I know spring training is on its way, so all the best and thank you for your time.
Joe, thanks. Buddy.
Appreciate having me on.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks for the great insight and for your time and your friendship. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. All the best, brother. Talk soon.
Yeah, when we ever get back to normal, you can come see me.
Amen on that. You can count on it. I would love
to. Joe, I just wanted to tell you that was really special. Thank you. It was great.
No, absolutely. Appreciate it.
Note Nation, baby. Come on.
There you go.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, complete player development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back, Nate Trosky with Trent Mongero. We're at the tail end of our show. And Trent, I thought it was very refreshing to hear, you know, when I asked about metrics, you know, Joe specifically went away from specific metrics and he talked about, you know, the ability to control the strike zone. He talked about the ability to be on offense, right? The ability to move runners, to know when to take chances. He talked about low chase rate. He talked about low swing and miss. And we talked about all the different components to elite hitters. And we get so consumed, we see these guys in batting cages across the country and everybody's trying to hit it harder and farther in a batting cage. Two-strike approach, too, pretty special, huh, Trent?
Oh, I can't tell you how refreshing it is, you know, to hear a major league hitting coach, actually two in 1 week, Tim Hyers, the Boston Red Sox hitting coach, echoing Joe Dillon almost verbatim in the ability to compete with two strikes. And, you know, they both, you know, put an emphasis on how difficult it is to hit major league pitching. And sometimes when these guys are striking out, it's not because they're not trying to compete. It's just, you know, the pitching is so dominant, but then you hit the nail on the head, you know, the high school level and under, you got guys swinging out of their minds with two strikes, with no regard for team, competitive at bats, putting balls in play, making people, you know, field and throw, and, you know, things that win games, Nate. So it was unbelievably refreshing, especially an organization like the Phillies and the Red Sox, you know, where they're echoing, you know, what I believe in and you believe in, is, and that is, you know, when you get with two strikes, you got to compete your rear end off and help your team.
Right. You know, Babe Ruth said, never let the fear of striking out get into the way. And I think fear is the great separator. When fear enters, you're pretty much done already. So we have to have a great trigger word and be confident as we bat with two strikes. And Joe was talking about the ability to compete. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next week. CPD, complete player development, body, tools, makeup.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, complete player development. For your player development needs, go to TruskyRanch.com.